Stay shroomed 24/7. Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms. Stay shroomed 24/7.
Listen to Shroomed Podcast.
Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms.
What's going on, Shroomed fam? We're here with a new bonus episode of the Shroom Podcast. We've got an artist here from the Central Valley. He's up and coming in the hip-hop culture. He's also really big into the cannabis culture and getting into the psilocybin culture now. So you'll see him around the Fresno area, local events, local sessions. So make sure you follow Hi-C. And we're here to talk about just our mushroom stories and, you know, what he's doing here in the space. What's going on, Hi-C? How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to meet everybody out here.
Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what do you got going on right now? Tell us more where they can find you and tell us what's happening with Hi-C.
I am a local aspiring artist here out of Fresno, California. We coming up. I've got 3 projects dropping this summer. Big things, all different styles. We got reggae, we've got a little bit of a more of a hip-hop style, and then we've got more of like a, you can call it R&B style. Like, it's a lot of fusion, and we're just mixing it up, doing it different out here. I got a producer named Galaxy out of Sanger, and he's gone crazy with it. We're about to go crazy in the game this summer. Check us out. We're on Spotify, all your major platforms.
Awesome. And if you guys want to check out some of Hi-C's music, actually my recap video of Champs, which is on Facebook and Instagram, it actually has one of his songs. Remind me of the song again?
Black Roses?
Yep, Black Roses. So he does a rendition of Black Roses, super dope song. That song, I believe, is not out yet, right?
No, it's not. It's dropping. That will be the next project dropping. We got a 5-song EP. All reggae, fusion, hip-hop songs, a lot of fucking, a lot of mushrooms, a lot of weed references in both of them.
You're going to be talking about Shroomed, right?
Oh, you already know.
That's what's up. So, Hi-C's been doing really big around here in the Central Valley. You know, along with the rap thing, he has been also a big activist in psilocybin and cannabis. You know, we do what we can to get psilocybin, safe access to everybody around. So Hi-C has been a big part of that. And so I wanted to ask you, Hi-C, so what was your first psilocybin experience?
I started taking mushrooms by microdosing, and it wasn't until recently that I actually took a full macro dose on accident. But hey, you know, things happen for a reason. But yeah, you know, started microdosing, and that's did that for a couple years, and on and off. But other than that, I just started macrodosing and really getting into it lately on the more of the party side rather than just the functional side. So
cool. So tell me, what are some changes that you were noticing after microdosing? And you can be honest. I mean, we're all pretty open with our stuff around here.
Oh, yeah. You already know. You just a definitely increase in mood. Definitely increase in memory and fucking a decrease in anxiety and depression to help you definitely kind of find your way, kind of find your way back to reality and kind of relax yourself so you can get through all the bullshit that's been going on lately.
Yep. And Hi-C didn't mention, but he's also a full-time student. So he goes to Fresno State. So I'm sure with, you know, exams and studying and finals, I know that can be stressful on a student. So how has that helped you in those ways?
Yeah, I actually started microdosing to take my finals, so it helped a lot with that, and definitely helped my memory. It helped me calm down enough to study for hours on end in the library there. Catch me on campus too. You already know you can get it on me.
That's what's up. I've been telling Hi-C about Lion's Mane as well, so I've got a lot of people that have actually recently texted me and just saying that adding Lion's Mane to their stacks has just been profound. It's been a superpower, I feel like. And that's another functional mushroom that we, you know, don't really talk about much, but Lion's Mane, I think, is a sleeper that should be definitely, you know, added to your stack. You can find that on shroom.com. And then we've also got some other stuff in the works too. But so tell me about your macrodose experience. How was that? When did you do that? What was the setting? You know, tell us all that stuff.
Shit, I was at the Super Bowl, you know, at a little Super Bowl party. And me and one of my boys, we both ate a mushroom. It was just one mushroom, but my, these things were fat as hell. They was like the size of my palm of my hand.
I think it was a penis envy. I think we gave you penis envy that day.
Yeah, some albino penis envy, I think is what they were.
And shout out to CeeLo Products, definitely helping us out with that medicine.
Definitely the fire chocolate bars, you already know. Make sure you get his only. You know, you can't trust anything else you're getting out there. I had a chocolate bar that was by, I'm not going to say the brand, but, you know, had one little piece and that shit knocked me on my ass. And then somebody else had a piece and they do nothing. You know, it's not evenly dosed out right. You got to get the quality. Make sure you're hitting up high C or shroomed over here and getting the high quality shit. But, yeah, definitely. I was up in the Super Bowl party. I ate one. And I forgot, I ate one with my boy, and I forgot that I had ate one earlier at the crib, and about the same size, so fucking both those things kicked in, and fucking, I was having a good trip, and then fucking my boy started having a bad trip, and he just rubbed off on me, and then fucking, I went into like a K-hole damn near, fucking, but I was off the mushrooms.
I know what you're talking about. Like, I've had those moments where you sit, and you just start thinking of everything. And, I mean, Hi-C was texting me that day just saying, you know, what is life? And I'm just like, oh, man, I know what he's going through right now. So, and, you know, and he's at a Super Bowl party, so you're trying to have fun. You're trying to watch the game and stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, you take a dose, and then it's like, oh, shit, where am I at, you know?
Yeah, you definitely get lost in time, fucking. But it was crazy, though, because I was still focused on the fucking Super Bowl hella heavy because I was like, trying not to focus on the other shit. So I was trying to focus on the Super Bowl so fucking hard, but at the same time I couldn't really. So
you're probably drawing up plays that would have been crazy in your head.
I was like I already saw the plays coming before they ran that shit. I knew what was gonna happen.
That's awesome. So that brings up a good you know, topic is dosages. I mean, I started making some graphics with, you know, what you should dose at a concert, what you should dose maybe at like a EDC or a sporting event, because I dose all the time, man. You know me, Hi-C, I dose wherever I go. So like if I'm going to like a baseball game or something, I'll take like, I mean, this may not be for everyone, but I'll take like a gram, man, and I'll be having a good old time. And at concerts I usually do the same. Someone was telling me in the comments though, like, damn, a gram's too much, but you know, for me, I don't drink or anything, so I mean, that's what I do. But what would you say is a dosage, maybe for like going to a concert or something?
Shit, you know, I don't know. I haven't really taken them to go to a concert at all. But if I was to, I would definitely take, you know, a gram's a good. I think a gram's a good amount for anybody. You could go a little lighter. I have a high tolerance, so I would probably do a gram as well. But if you don't have a high tolerance to any other substance out there, then you'll probably get pretty fucked up off a gram. So you might want only a half.
See, and that's what trips me out, because you say you've never taken it at a concert. But for me, that's like, oh, man, I like would love, like that's what I do, is you take them at a concert. But I think some people, you know, still get kind of stuck in their head a little bit and maybe like, you know, there's other, you start to feel other energies and feel other people, and it may be distracting at times. So why haven't you chosen to do it at a concert?
See, I still drink when I go to concerts, so I just stick to smoking and drinking, get a little crossfaded, you know, and according to Shroomed here, you know, alcohol and mushrooms don't mix, y'all, so.
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a waste to me if someone's going to drink. Because they always tell me, like, why didn't I see it? Or why didn't I feel it? You know, well, did you drink? Yeah, I only drink a little bit. But, you know, that's definitely going to, you know, it's going to make those effects not as good.
Yeah, and definitely. And the difference is that you get energy off mushrooms. I go to sleep off mushrooms. So.
Yes, that's, we need to figure out why that happens. I know there's tryptophan and stuff. We need to figure out, you know, why I feel more energized sometimes. But so let's talk about this. So, Hi-C, have you ever done a, what is it called, a hippie trip where you take MDMA and take mushrooms?
I haven't. My years of doing MDMA were before I started doing mushrooms, and then I started microdosing mushrooms, and I haven't really, ever since I started macrodosing mushrooms, I don't think I've ever fucking taken Molly. But I think I have microdosed while taking Molly, but nothing like, you can't really call that.
Yeah, well, see, I'm very open with it. I mean, MDMA and I feel with mushrooms is just like a magical experience. So if someone has taken MDMA, and there are places where it's decriminalized, definitely only do it in those places and make sure it's tested, high quality. I don't mess with any like those press pills or anything like that. But I think high quality MDMA can be very therapeutic, especially for relationships, for couples. You know, it could be very healing.
Yeah, it's definitely still out there. MDMA is one of the rare drugs out there that you can still get pretty pure, not broken down, as long as you're getting it from the right source, because a lot of the time it's made by hippies and scientists out in Europe that aren't trying to break it down. So if you can get the right source, someone has it out there that's pretty clean. You're not getting faint. You're not getting a bunch of shit in it, like if you're doing coke or anything else at a party or a concert. So it's probably one of the last safe drugs out there on the market if you have the right source.
Yep. And just a reminder, we do sell those fentanyl test strips on shroomed.com. They're dance safe test strips. So all you do is just put your powder in a bottle cap. You don't have to put all of it. You just put a little bit and it'll tell you if there's fentanyl in it. You can use it for Xanaxes, ecstasy, you know, your whatever drug that you intend to take. So yeah, man, I definitely think everyone should be on the lookout for High C. Is definitely, man, your music is definitely one of a kind. I love the reggae fusion, and I think the more people that hear it, and hopefully more people on this podcast, will definitely go out and research High C. So how do you find it on Spotify again?
So if you go on Spotify, if you look up High C, it's probably going to be hard to find me, so you're going to have to type in the name of a song. So if you type in Faded, space, High C, put the dash between the high and the C, and it's not spelled H-I, it's H-I-G-H, like we getting high. Make sure you're getting that right. And you can also find me on Instagram, but that one's a little more difficult. It's high_C_.
We gotta get High C in the, you know, talking to him about how to be found easily on social media, because I think that's the key.
The only way to get found easily is if more people start searching for me. So that's the only way. So y'all can go out there and start searching for me if y'all want to find me easier.
Let's go. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast, man. We appreciate it. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Yep, and we'll have some more stories for you next time. Stay shroomed, everyone.